WBYC and WUFE. Mike here with you and joined in studio with U.S. Representative Rick Allen, who is currently on his bus tour, touring the 12th District and meeting people in all 19 counties here in Southeast Georgia. Rick, we appreciate you stopping by.
In 2014, the people of the 12th District of Georgia gave me the greatest honor of my life, and that's to serve them in the United States Congress. Obviously, I come from a business background, and just 2 years ago, I was out, working in the business. But I ran for Congress principally because I think we can do better than we're doing. Obviously, we've got to deal with this debt that we have. We've got to deal with the economy. The economy is not growing, despite what the president is talking about. Everybody knows how to create jobs and grow the economy. And you have less regulation. You got to have tax reform. And then we need workers. We need folks. We got to figure out a way to motivate our folks to go back to work. We got 46 million people on some type of government assistance, and 90 million people sitting on the sidelines. But the only way we're going to get out of this mess is get folks back to work, which will go a long way to reducing the cost of government. And then we've got to reduce the size and scope of this government.
To say the least, a lot is going on right now, not only in our country, but in the world. Everything from terrorism to back home, the economy, a lot of issues face us. So what are some of the biggest concerns people ask you about here in the 12th District?
First is national security. I mean, we have asked this president for a strategy on dealing with ISIL, a strategy on dealing with the refugee relocation, vetting this process. The president's been unresponsive. He's been unresponsive on securing the border. So those are things that we're rolling out. We will roll out a bold agenda. We have task committees working on that. It's going to deal with national security, which is number one. The second is jobs in the economy. Third is health care. Obamacare is probably one of the biggest complaints I get throughout the district, throughout the country. I mean, sit on an airplane and somebody will maybe recognize me or say, "What do you do?" And I tell them, they say, "Well, what are you going to do about Obamacare?" And we did put a president, I fulfilled a campaign, we put a bill on the president's desk to repeal and replace Obamacare, but he vetoed it and we couldn't override the veto. So fourth is poverty. You know, in 65, we said we were going to end poverty as we know it today, and we've not made progress with that. Like I said, we got 46 million people on some type of government assistance, and we got to get folks back to work, and we got to give them the opportunity. Like I said, the greatest thing gift God has given me is the opportunity to give folks a good job, give them the dignity and respect they deserve, and allow them to support their families, their church, and their communities. And I want to get this federal government out of the way so that we can grow that. And so every American will have that opportunity. And then fifth, but not least, is Article I balance of power. Over these years, we've created these massive government bureaucracies, and they're out of hand. And we got to rein them in. We have a bill called the Rein Act that we passed, and it's in the Senate to deal with this very thing. But we need to take it to the next step. We've got to get, of course, a presidential candidate that is willing to agree with us, because this president wants to take more and more of our authority away from us. People elected us to create the laws and fund them. The president is, and his people are supposed to administrate those laws. And right now, there's a huge divide on that. And you're seeing these rules come out of nowhere, like Waters of the U.S., and these other regulatory rules, the fiduciary rule, and all these other things that are causing great concern among our business community, and it's got to be stopped.
It's funny you bring that up, because I have to ask you, what's your thoughts on the presidential election right now?
Well, you know, obviously, it's on the news every night, and it's been fascinating to watch. I mean, the number of people who are tuning in, I think that's good. I think it's good. I'm so happy to see as many people involved in this process. 70% of the American people are not happy with the direction of this country. Now, they have different opinions on who's responsible, of course, but that's a good thing, because, you know, when the American people realize that we're not going in the right direction, then it's going to be a little easier to elect the right people to change it. And, it's a long way to go in our process. Obviously, Trump is leading currently. Cruz, they kind of going back and forth. Rubio has dropped off a little bit. And I think Kasich has come up a little bit. But frankly, the primaries run to, I think, June 7th. And there's still California to go. There's still a lot of states to go. So, and as you know, in these elections, if someone says one thing wrong, it's over. So it's, you know, so it's a long way to go. And, you know, I have not endorsed a nominee because, frankly, I'm like the American people. I've kind of been watching this from the sidelines. And two, you know, this is my first reelect. First time I ever ran for office was two cycles ago, and of course we won last cycle. And this is the first time I've ever run for re-election, and obviously, you know, I have a primary opponent, and I've got to focus totally on that. So I don't need to be traveling across the country encouraging one of the nominees for president. There'll be a time for that. I will tell you this, whoever the nominee is, I feel like it's my responsibility to bring this country together, unify this party, and get behind our nominee so we can get things done and turn this country around.
Well, Mr. Congressman, I know you have to get out of here because, like you mentioned a few minutes ago, you're busy on a bus tour visiting all 19 counties here in the 12th District. But before you go, how can people meet up with you this week while you're back home?
Well, obviously, Facebook, Twitter, all the social media, we're on that constantly. So, but we're on, it's Rick Allen Facebook. Yeah, we're up early every morning, and it's been great. It's, you know, we set a goal the first year to be in every county at least twice. And of course, we've been in some multiple times, frankly, because of requests. We've been inundated with the requests to speak to the chamber meetings, speak to the civic clubs and things like that, which we love to do. We love to get out and tell folks what's going on in Washington. So all of my free time, you know, I'm in D.C. I was in D.C. 36 weeks last year in session. But outside of that, I'm in the district constantly. I do take Sundays off. I go to my church, my own church, with my wife, and we try to spend Sundays together to catch up. But and with my grandchildren. But it's been busy. And but we had a goal to be in every county twice, and then of course this week we canceled all outside appointments, all requests, and said we're going to go to every county this week, and pretty much called everybody in every county and said we're going to be there. Please come out and visit with us and let us know what's going on, what we can do to help you. And I've been kind of giving the same Washington update that I'm giving you.
Good deal. And we also have your dates and times and where you're stopping posted at our website right now, WBYZ94.com.
Again, I just am so thankful to the folks of the 12th District for giving me this opportunity, and I ask for your vote again and continued trust in me to get the job done and change the direction of this country. And I promise you that's what we're going to work on.
Congressman Rick Allen, we appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.